Month is moving by. We're at the 18th already. Is that correct? It sure is. Wow. Okay. Well, welcome to the program today. This is another Friday where we share God's word and partake in deliverance for those who desire it. They can also be a partaker and participate in their own getting free and praying for others to get free as they get their freedom as well. So thank you for tuning in today. The Lord bless you, and may his blessings be upon you very richly in these strange and perilous times that we are living in today. I hope that you have experienced his love for you in this past week here that we've been in, and that somehow you've seen God's goodness in your life. He is a good God, and he is so merciful to his children. It is amazing. It's actually amazing grace, isn't it? And even loves the ungodly out there. And he'll love them even if they reject him and go to hell of their own choosing. That's too bad, but there is a hell. It's not some make-believe fantasy that some people would have you to believe, but no, it's real. And people will go there if they reject Jesus Christ and the truth. And they choose to serve by default the devil if they reject Jesus. And that's just the way it goes in this world. And so really that's why people are here, to make a choice. Whom choose ye this day whom you will serve? The Lord God, be God, serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. If the devil's God, you follow him, right? That's it. And again, if you reject Jesus, you're choosing the devil. How many want to choose the devil? Not me. I've chosen. I've made my choice. I'm going to stick with it to the end by the grace of God. Amen? And you will too by the grace of God. Let's have some news here as we start the program. IRS denies tax exemption to Texas religious group because prayer and Bible reading boost the Republican Party, is what they said. The IRS said that. Oh, that's a little different. I thought they were supposed to, you know, that's what religious groups were, to read the Bible and pray. So they are denied by the IRS for their tax exemption. Well, what does a religious group do but pray and read the Bible and honor God? And well, I thought that's the whole idea, but anyway, somebody thinks differently. Joe Biden keeps quoting Mao Zedong, a communist leader who killed 45 million, really? The supposed leader of the free world? Why is he quoting somebody who did that? 45 million murdered? Is he telling you something? Texas Christian University replaces freshmen with first-year students to be gender inclusive. Oh. Is it really a Christian university then? Where is this going to end? What kind of foolishness is this going to lead to anyway? It's already leading to massive foolishness, right? Because the city of Edinburgh, Scotland, agreed to pay Scotland-based Destiny Church $35,000 for canceling a three-day conference because its keynote speaker from the United States, Larry Stockstill, had spoken against homosexuality and abortion. We're just quoting the Bible and speaking out what the Bible says. And then, so they agreed to apologize and pay the New Destiny Church $35,000. Well, okay, but they should just let them have the conference. But anyway, Chinese authorities of the CCP forcibly detained a pastor and his wife by chaining the door to their home shut with them inside. Now, that's persecution. They can't even get out of the house. They're stuck in there. Chain shut door. There's a lot of persecution going on in China, and it just continues. And the Vatican warns U.S. bishops do not deny Biden communion over his pro-abortion views. In other words, you better toe the line here. You better obey. You better give that evil man all the communion he wants. I mean, no, communion doesn't save anybody, especially one who follows after evil. So that's really something. Just do it. It doesn't matter. Just blink an eye, wink at it. It doesn't really, no big deal that he believes in killing babies. Just go ahead and give him communion anyway, right? This is the last days, I tell you. This is the time that there's no respect and honor like there should be for God and the truth. Now Nickelodeon's ratings dropped due to their hard push to promote the LGBTQ agenda to children. Yeah, one video that really sparked a mass outrage depicted a cartoon version of drag queen Nina West singing about various LGBTQIA groups loving each other, quote, loving each other, so proudly on Blue's Clues. Yeah. And You, Blue's Clues and You show, a show for 2 to 5 year olds. Really, did 2 to 5 year olds need to know about that sort of thing? The same show showed a female to male transgender beaver who appeared to have post-operative surgical scars on its chest. Really. Also, as implied in 2020, last year, this was implied that SpongeBob SquarePants is gay. Hey, you know, this is a sick network, in my opinion, and it needs to be banned. We don't need to put children in front of something like that or something, even if they're showing a show that doesn't promote that. It's still full of garbage because it does believe that or it wouldn't be doing that. Yeah. So Ziona Chana, the leader of a Christian sect, who, really, is it really a Christian? Most likely not, but still, they claim to be a Christian sect who practices polygamy, died at 76 years old. He had 39 wives, 94 children, and 33 grandchildren, and was believed to be the world's largest family in the whole world, right? So, and they lived in a 100-room building. He always had 7 or 8 of his wives at his side. Yeah. Oh, my. And so his group or cult, if you ask me, was formed in 1942 by his father, and he continued on as the leader. That's pretty sad, but, you know, they try to say polygamy is biblical. Because some of the Old Testament people had more than one wife. Okay, well, Satanists are going to court right now for right to pray at city meetings throughout the country. And this particular satanic group has 300 members across the country. And this satanic, it's called the Satanic Temple, an IRS-recognized atheist church with 300,000 devotees, which has 7 lawsuits in 7 states for their definition of a church. The founder is Lucian Greaves, who founded this organization in 2003. Well, in 2003, it's grown in 17, 18 years to 300,000 Satanists. Wow. Well, people are choosing whom they will serve, and it doesn't look like they're choosing Jesus, does it? In that case, they are not. They're choosing Satan, and they're openly called Satanists because that's what they do. Satan is their God, and he's not a God at all, but he wants to be. He's a wannabe God. We could call him that, a wannabe God. Satan is a wannabe. He wants to take the Father's place, which he can never do. A creature can never take the place of a creator. Obviously, that can't happen. No, it sure can't, okay? Well, all right. Well, that's the news for today, and we're going to move on now. And welcome to the program. Thank you for tuning in. Hope the Lord will bless you with what we have to share with you tonight. And talk about an important, some important subjects. Not it'll just be a more than one, but it's going to all be around the one main one, and that is we're going to continue to the end, and many will not. And we're going to talk about that as well. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and ask you to bless our time in the Word today. We just rebuke the enemy right now in Jesus' name off of this program, off of everything involved here in this program. And we cover this program with the blood of Jesus right now. I thank you that no weapon formed against us or the program will prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing the people that listen and continue to minister to each one of them. Encourage them and strengthen them in your word, in your presence, in your power, in your healing power, in their salvation, in grace on their lives, Father. Mercy, compassion, tender love. Well, just encourage the people who listen, Father. We thank you for each and every one. Pray for their families that may not know the Lord or far from the Lord, that they will return in Jesus' name, or that they will come for the first time. Come and be saved. Come and be delivered. Come and know Jesus. It'll save you from your sins and from damnation, eternal damnation, to hell, which is a sad thing to have to say, but it is true that people are going there of their own choosing. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that people will wake up out of this blindness and stupor of following after Satan and his lies, the father of lies. And there will be a harvest at this end of the age here. And there already has been one, but Lord, we pray for a greater harvest. Thank you, Lord, for more coming into your kingdom, Father, more getting born again, Father. Let us have all, each and every one that listens, and myself and my wife as well, have an impact on someone to come to Christ, Jesus, and be born again. We thank you for that today. We thank you for abundantly prospering every listener, that they'll have more than enough to live in these end times that we're living in today. We thank you for providing for their every need, Father, abundantly above all they could think or ask, Father. We thank you for provision for all of us, Lord. And we thank you for ministering to our bodies, too, that, Lord, with a long and healthy life, you will sanctify us and show us your salvation. We thank you for that promise today, Father. We thank you that it's true, and we can believe it, and we can stand on it. We can live as if it is totally true, because it is totally true. And we thank you for the promises of God that says you are the Lord our God who healeth all our diseases and forgiveth all our iniquity. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you. We bless the Lord, Father. We thank you for saving the lost, Father. We thank you, Lord, for revival, renewal in this country, a move of God, America, Father, and other countries of the world as well, Father, for your glory, that you'd be lifted up and glorified, Father. And Lord, we give you praise for that. We'll commit this precious time that we have here together today to you. I ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus. And glorify yourself. Let yourself be glorified in this program. Father, we praise you for that. In the name of Jesus, everybody say amen, amen. All right, let's go. Continue to the end. And we're living in a hot summer here. There's some record temperatures, it seems like, around. With some pretty hot times. But not as hot as it's going to be where some people may be going. Or it may just be the outer darkness, right? They say, says you'd be in outer darkness, separated from God forever. That's a horrible place to be. That's a hell. Well, I'm concerned for so many today. Will they continue to the end? We see people that are living by their feelings, their emotions, and even by their demons and the manipulations of the spirit that they have had for most, if not all, of their lives. And how many know if one doesn't make it on a daily habit to stay in the word, pray, and draw nearer to the Lord, you will start to slip. I cannot express how important that is to daily take time with Jesus, daily take time with the Father and come into his presence, read the word of God, pray, spend time in prayer. I wouldn't want to live a day like that without that. I mean, you know, if you don't make it a daily habit to stay in the Word, pray, and draw near to the Lord, seek Him, and talk to Him throughout the day, and even spend a special time with Him every morning like I do. It would be good to start your day with an hour of power, spending it in His presence. But if you don't, you will start to slip, see, because try going a couple of weeks without the Word and prayers and communion with the Lord, and you will notice a difference, and it's not a good difference, okay? Because if you're not moving forward in God, you are moving backward in your walk, because you can't just stand still and think you're going to maintain your closeness to the Lord. It doesn't work that way. The Lord says that we walk by faith, not sleep, and stand still by faith. No, we walk by faith. There's growth. There's movement. The Bible says we are to grow up into Christ, not to sit still and grow up into Christ. No, we grow up into Christ. There's movement. This is living relationship that we're in, a living relationship, a vital and living relationship that is identified by spiritual growth and maturity as we do grow up into Christ. But there are those who will not continue in the faith in these latter days. Even in Paul's days, remember Paul said, Demas has forsaken me. Yeah, and one has returned to the world and gone back. See, there are those whose demons will have their way with them and be able to pull them back into the vomit. And they make it, that means the demons have a right, because the people made a choice to yield to temptation. They've made a choice to go into that sort of thing. And that's why it's a daily fight of faith, folks, and spiritual warfare to stand in Christ Jesus. You know, having done all, stand. Okay, that's what we're told. We're going to stand in the evil day. And we don't want to grow up, you know, weary in this fight and give up and quit, as many will. And we're going to examine that tonight to some degree. But we want to finish our race, amen? We want to see the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But He says to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's going to happen, my friend. We're going to finish our course. We're going to go all the way to the end. That's right. We're going to continue to the end. And trusting in Him with all of our hearts and see the goodness of God as we watch and we trust. Because we're running a race. We must finish that race, not fall out of the race due to demonic distractions and harassment, as many are going to do. I just face it, many are going to do that. Now, I don't want to do anyone a disservice either by teaching grace either. I don't want you to get the idea that if one has ever asked Jesus into them, that they're saved, period, no matter what they do, no matter what their lifestyle is, or anything like that. That's incorrect, okay? And we don't want to have people thinking that at all. Because people can give up their salvation. And so grace is wonderful, and I mean, I live free in it, and I enjoy it. And I'm blessed by it, okay? I'm blessed living in grace day by day by day, and it is wonderful, okay? But someone can give up that grace if they have a choice. They always have a choice. I mean, the person can give it up if they choose to. But I want to encourage you not to ever do that. Amen? I want to encourage you not to ever do that. Now, let's go to our first scripture here. Beware of pride. Beware of pride. The demons of pride. Plenty of them. All different manner. Romans 11:20. It says, well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear or reverent. For if God spares not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue. See, there it is. If thou continue in his goodness Otherwise, our office could be cut off. So we got to continue to the end. That's why I named it that title, Continue to the End. Okay? And now notice it could be not high-minded. The Greek word there is twofold. It means to wrap in smoke. In other words, your head is wrapped up in smoke, right? And you can't see past your nose when you're high-minded. It also means puffed up, lifted up with pride, haughty. And we need to remember we stand in grace by faith, and that faith is the gift of Almighty God. It's given by Him. It's a supernatural faith given by a supernatural spiritual God. It's a spiritual faith gift that we have, the measure of faith. When you get born again, you have a measure of faith, and faith can grow by the word. To the level you put the word in, the faith can grow. But see, so many people have such a big level of unbelief that even if their faith is growing, the unbelief gets in the way of so much of them receiving from God. Okay? But no, we got to remember, we stand in grace by faith, and that faith is a gift. And we're not great. He is great. The greatest of us will be the most humble. We would be the most dependent on Him, totally dependent on Him. Now, notice in verse 22 here, behold, therefore the goodness and the severity of God on them that fell severely, but the goodness, if thou continue in His goodness, otherwise thou shalt also be cut off. I want you to notice here, there is a condition if you continue. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters. Even in grace, you have to continue all the way to the end. For in these days, I'm telling you, many are not going to continue all the way to the end. They're not going to do it. And I just pray that it will not be any of us. Amen? We must continue. Continue means epimeno, to remain on, to continue long, still to abide. So we must remain in God's goodness, or we will not be saved. See, so we're going to remain in God's goodness. We're going to remain in His love. So how does the cutting off work, though? Does God ever cut us off? No. Never. He never cuts His children off, but we cut ourselves off. That's the only way that this can happen. See, so God is not cutting off His children. We cut ourselves off, and that's what happens. 2 Peter 2:20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they're again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Wow, that's strong scripture for those once saved, always saved people that believe you can never give up your salvation. I mean, you can't lose it, but you can give it up, right? But notice, entangled and overcome here. I want you to pay special attention to those words here. Yeah, after they've escaped through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Entangle, implico, to weave in, to weave back into. They're weaved back into the world. They're weaved back into their condition of darkness. And the Holy Spirit, they command Him to lead them. Overcome is hetaomai in the Greek, and it means to be enslaved or to be made inferior. They were superior. If you're born again, you're superior to the unsaved in the sense that you have a relationship with God, and they don't. And the only way a believer can be entangled and overcome is to let himself be that way. And to choose to be that way. No one can do it to him without his permission. The demons alone cannot make a person turn away. The people have to choose to reject Jesus and the Holy Spirit work in their life. Okay? See, they knew it. Verse 21, it says they knew it, and they still turned away. They knew it, and they turned from it. And here's the key. The word turn. At what point does one turn? See? And after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them is salvation, right? So what point does a person turn? Let's talk about that a minute. What point does a person turn? Turning may be a process of years as one turns back and gets enslaved and weaved back in. In fact, one may turn so slowly that one may not even be fully aware he's given up his salvation and sold out on God and apostatized. And the Bible clearly says Satan will deceive many. But turn, that word turn is epistrepo, or epistrepo, and it means to revert to, come or go again, return again, convert, a change because of a deliberate choice. And that's what turn means. A change because of a deliberate choice, to return again, to convert, to convert to a lost condition, to revert, to come again or go again to the condition of loss. But they can't get really saved again because you can put Christ in open shame and there's no more offering for sin, see, when they go that far. And, of course, most Christians don't go that far. But there are going to be some who do in these last days because the Bible says they will. And we just read that they're going to do, there's going to be some that do that. Now, I don't like to bring this bad news, but you know what? I would do you a disservice to teach you grace, but to ignore the reality of salvation here. I believe in grace, and I live in grace, and I'm strong in grace. I don't like legalism or law. We're not going to get into that, okay? We're going to walk in grace. We don't live for Jesus. We live from him, because to live for him is you doing it, and you can't do it, so you might as well learn to live in grace and live from him, from his strength, from his power, from his grace, from his goodness, from his mercy, not for him. Okay, you can't do it on your own. Okay? So you have to understand that about grace. Everyone who's in the church or born in the church is not going to make it. Or been in the church, I mean, not going to make it. And some are going to hell. And it's clear in Scripture. And I'm not watered down. We're going to play games concerning these matters, like some preachers do out there. But let's look at a few more scriptures here. Most theologians agree that today in America is the day of the Laodicean church. And this is what God said to the Laodicean church. I think it's still what he's saying to them now today over in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. 3, verse 15 through 18. I know thy work, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with good, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and while white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Amen? And then he goes on to say, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous, therefore, and repent. I'm standing at the door and knocking. He's talking to the church, see? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He wants to sup with you, commune with you. And then I guess there's going to be some that's just going to return to their vomit, see? And he has to reject them because they made a choice. Because of pride, arrogance, and willful ignorance and choices that they think that they, you know, have all the answers and are full of themselves. About, you know, rich here, prosperity gospel, yeah. Yeah. God wants us blessed, but not to make a God out of prosperity. He wants you blessed. He wants you to have more than enough. But we don't make a God out of that. Well, the Bible says, see, first the thing, kingdom of God, all things are going to be added to you. All the things that the Gentiles seek after, we'll be blessed, we'll be provided for with the needs of this life. But we don't make a God out of prosperity, as so many have, where people's spirituality and Christianity are judged by their prosperity. That's not right. But clearly the Bible tells us before the coming of Jesus, there's going to be a falling away, though. Right? We don't like to talk about these things, but we need to know that such a thing will happen. I don't want people getting in fear that you're falling away just because we thought about it. You're not, because, you know, when you fall away, you don't care anymore. When you really fall away and apostatize and turn back to the world and reject Christ to the place where there's no more offering for sin, but just a certain looking forward of judgment, because, you know, you go reject Jesus, there's nothing else that can save you, no one else. 2 Thessalonians 2:3 says, let no man deceive you by any means, that that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So Jesus said, don't be deceived. Jesus not coming until, number one, a falling away. Number two, the man of sin be revealed. So that throws a lot of people's idea of the rapture out, because those two things are going to happen first. Anyway, falling away here is apostasia, you know, a defection, it means, or a revolt, to forsake truth, to forsake the faith, means rebellion, okay? And the same word is used again over here in 1 Timothy. Let's go over there a few pages. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. We see this very same Greek word, apostasia, used again. Now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. See? They're going to depart from the faith. The same word is used here in verb form, to apostatize. Okay? To apostatize. Same word, but used in verb form. Same Greek word. Turn away from the faith. To depart, another word. To withdraw, to fall away. That's what it means. Tell you folks, oh, how we need to put Jesus above all, for we live in a time when many are not going to and will not do it. And I want to see the same word used again over here in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, we'll see the same word used again. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. That's that word apostasia, departing, okay? Departing from the living God. Same word. Fall away, depart, withdraw. That's what it means. Fall away, withdraw, depart. And then we see in verse 13 and 14, as we proceed, but exhort one another daily, that's what I'm doing right now, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. How many know that sin and demons are very deceitful, and they will deceive you if they get away with it, and you will make choices that you would not really normally make if you were not being deceived, see? They're deceitful. For we are, verse 14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. See, there's condition here. Notice, we are made, though, also. I want you to see that. We are made, we are processed to be and become partakers, again, if there's a condition, again. Okay, if you continue to the end, that's what we're talking about. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Okay? So there is a condition. And some will become hardened through the deceitfulness, the deceiving of demons that will deceive them, and they'll make choices that are not biblical choices. The deceitfulness of sin, a satanic deception, they will not hold their confidence steadfast to the end. They will willfully fall away. They will willfully apostatize the Lord, reject, and depart from faith. And many will be deceived and fall away because of those choices they make. And think that they're still Christians, but persecute the true followers of Jesus. I mean, the word says in the last days, they will kill you and think they're doing God a favor, doing God a service to God, when really they're being controlled by demons. And yeah, I don't want you to get under legalism or law here, because I believe in grace and I'm free in grace and I live free. Yet there's more to the picture than grace. See, there is the part of continuing in grace through faith and not being deceived. See? And God may use things, or it may look like God uses certain things because of people's emotions being moved. Now, I really got touched by that movie. Oh, I just cried and weeped and, oh, man, I bawled my eyes out, right? But how many know something about emotion? If you don't know it, you need to know it. Emotions don't save you or change you. In most cases, they don't change you. And they certainly don't save you. Jesus saves you. God saves you, and he changes you. Emotions are temporary. And, you know, so many people today in the churches, they won't be emotionally moved, but emotionally moved, they go back right out of the church or out of the situation, and they go back and do the same old sins over again and again and again because they were just emotionally moved, and it doesn't change them. And it doesn't save them from their sin. It doesn't save them from their demons. You can get emotionally moved all you want. It ain't going to deliver you from any demons. Jesus said, in my name, you cast out devils. You don't get all emotionally crying and weeping and all touched emotionally. How many of you haven't watched movies that you cried? You know, there's movies that will touch you emotionally, but it really doesn't change you. Not that much, really. And some people might have a little spurt of change, but, you know, it's usually apart from God, it's not going to work. But it's not going to work. So most people are not permanently changed by their emotions because they're temporary, and you get all worked up. You get moved in a church service by your emotions sometimes, but then you go back out living your life day to day, and you don't see any real change. You just got emotionally thrilled. You got emotionally moved. You cried. You weeped. You were touched. You felt God's power, but, hey, there's more to it there. You got to be changed by God. And sometimes God will change you in an emotional situation, but it won't be the emotions that change you. It'll be God doing it, the work of the Holy Spirit inside of you. And if we're not being changed, though, by God, then we're not really being changed at all. Remember we read the scripture, 2 Corinthians, it says that we're changed even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So we're changed by the Spirit of God working in us. We don't able to change ourselves very much by our own ability. But what happens to people, they just get a buzz, a jingle, a triggle, a tingle, a goosebump, a thrill ride. But no, we need more than that. We need to be filled up to overflowing with Jesus. We need the work of God and his grace working in us, changing us, molding us, making us. We need to submit to the potter's hand and let the potter put us on his wheel and change us and mold us and make us and form the clay into what he wanted to be. And we need to have fear of God. We need to, and the fear of God is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and to humble ourselves, and to walk by faith and live in grace as we walk by faith, yielding ourselves to the Master, allowing the Master to put us on his wheel, and when needed, of course, to remake us and to pull out all our compromise and fleshly ignorance and arrogance and pride, and let us to continue in faith no matter what. See, we're going to continue in faith no matter what. You got to have a determination in you. I'm going to continue in the faith no matter what's going on in this whole wicked world. And there's a lot going on in the wicked world. But see, we see a watered-down gospel today in the church. Which one are we going to have today? We're going to live in a watered-down gospel or a glorious gospel? See, things do not bode well for those who are not in the Lord's sheepfold. You know that, right? Things don't bode well for them. Things are getting pretty bad. Outside of the Lord's household, the household of faith, they're not good. And these people are going to experience the wrath of God. We're not going to experience it. The Bible says that we're not appointed to the wrath. See, to us, we got mercy and blessing and abundance of grace. But see, not to the world and those who have turned, apostatized, turned away from Jesus, they don't get all that, okay? They got God's wrath to look forward to. But see, there's no wrath toward us at all. See, so don't be looking for wrath because you aren't going to get any. So stop looking for that and stop expecting that because you're not appointed unto wrath. You're appointed unto grace, abundance of grace, grace and truth. That's what God called us to walk in as believers in Christ Jesus. Grace and truth come by Jesus Christ. The law came by Moses, yet people are trying to go back under the law and make that their life. I think that's what everything's about. It don't work that way. But that's what people are thinking, see, because they've been deceived by demons. That's why we have all the Hebrew roots movement. They think going back under the law. But then, what did Paul say about that? He said, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? And yet a lot of them want to take Paul and all the books that Paul wrote out of the Bible and said they're bad books, see, because that's not what they want to hear under the Hebrew roots. But they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear Paul and grace. They want to hear, you know, do this, do that, law, legalism. It'll kill you. But, you know, people don't realize that. They think they're more spiritual and they're superior. We'll get more into that in a minute. Romans 9, verse 21. 9, verse 21. It says, hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to do, show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted with to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called out of the Jews, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Okay? Now, see, we live in a time where the church is compromised, speaker-friendly. Well, we've heard that word for a while now. It's been going on, but it's moved into something more worldly than speaker-friendly. You know? Speaker-friendly churches have popped up all over the U.S., and they want to be known as non-offensive. Non-offensive churches, right? They don't mention hell and damnation like we did tonight. They don't mention that. See, they want to make themselves attractive to the world so that the world can come to church without getting offended. So unscriptural. That is not Bible to do that. And it has backfired on them. It's been around long enough to see that it has backfired and hasn't worked. Just makes Christians more worldly. You're going to bring in the world to get to the world, that then you're going to create worldly Christians if they're Christians at all. Galatians 5:11, and I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross seized. See, the cross is offensive. That's what I want you to see there. The cross is offensive, and it will offend people. It cannot be non-offensive because... Let's read 1 Corinthians 1. See what it says here. 1 Corinthians 1:23. It says here, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. See? It's a stumbling block to the Jews, a foolishness to the others. See, to make a church seeker-friendly corrupts the gospel. Because to the unsaved, and even some saved people, the gospel is offensive, it's foolishness. It's you know, not something that makes sense to the natural mind, so the natural mind will reject it. See, so in the churches, is anyone even really getting saved, or is it a worldly man-made devil-inspired gospel, a fake salvation for some? And I know there's really people getting saved today. Don't get me wrong. There are people getting saved today. But there's also fake salvation. And in the last days of which we are in right now, there are going to be many who think that they are Christians which are not Christians, okay? Because they don't have any testimony in them. It's just a fake salvation. We have the witness and the guarantee of the Holy Spirit manifesting in our life. We know we're saved, see? After all, we're a Christian nation, right? No, not anymore. But there are Christians in the nation. We're the salt and the light of the nation. But see, where's the fruit out there? See, there's no fruit in Joe Biden and people like that. There's no fruit in them. You don't see the Holy Spirit in them at all. But you see a whole lot of other spirits manifesting there, right? So there's no fruit because the fruit of the Spirit, notice it is the fruit of the Spirit that we're looking for. So that's the Spirit of God at work in their lives, manifesting in their lives. Where's the fruit? Where's the Holy Spirit? We should be asking. When we see the Holy Spirit in our brother and sister that is supposed to be our brother and sister, is the Holy Spirit there? So, is it true that the world will be and should be attracted to the church? Well, what happened in the early church? Was it through seeker-friendly churches and compromising messages and people in bed with the world that people came to Christ? No. Was it because they were unoffensive to the world? Never mentioned hell? Is that why they came to the Lord in the early church? Let's go to Acts 5. Take a look at that. Acts 5. Hallelujah. Yes, this is important. Acts 5, verse 9 to 11. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. So you see what happened here. It wasn't because of their compromising and becoming just like everybody else that's not saved. No, the fear of God, great fear on the church and all that heard these things. No, there was great respect for the apostles and honor for God and reverence for God. They were magnified, and the world was affected, all right. When persecution comes on church, the church grows. Not when compromise comes on a church, the church grows. Yeah, they had a conviction of the Holy Spirit. How great is the Lord? Amen? That's what happened. And believers were more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both men and women. See, when somebody, Ananias and Sapphira, fell out dead and they buried, believers were added to the church. Not when the church compromised and become like the world, believers were added to the church. That's not what it says at all, is it? Not at all. Not because of compromise, but because of no compromise. People were won to the Lord in abundance. Do we win more by bingo games and rock and roll concerts, or by serving God in his awesome, sinless, non-compromising glory and having the fear of God fall on them? See, most Christians, they have little respect for God, little fear of God in their life. They have no wisdom. Why? Because the Word said the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So if there's no wisdom, there's no fear of God there. Right? Look out, church. There is a false, worldly, cozy, deceived, carnal church out there today. And we don't want to be part of that one. No, we are the church of the living God. We are full of the fruit of the Spirit. Whether we're manifesting a lot or a little, we're still manifesting fruit. At least we need to be. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to manifest himself through us. Just like people allow demons to manifest themselves through them, we need to allow the Holy Spirit instead of the unholy spirit to manifest himself through us. And that's the fruit of the Spirit. That's what we're looking for. You should know them by the fruit. You'll know them by the Holy Spirit. You'll see the Holy Spirit in them, and you'll know them. See? You know they're one of you. And you don't see the Holy Spirit in somebody, then you got to wonder if he's one of you or she's one of you or if she's one of the ungodly, the deceived, the carnal, the lost. See, those who really follow the Word are looked upon as strange or fanatics or not normal or old-fashioned, antiquated, has-been, whatever, racist, white supremacy, you know, all these other things that they're putting on it because they don't want you to serve God. The demons in them don't want you to serve God. This is all a spiritual warfare, folks. The enemy's after you, after your faith in Christ. He'll go after every believer he can, try to get them to turn away, to reject. But see, that's the choice you make. The demons can't make it for you. James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? For whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. See how strong that is? And that's what I'm saying to speaker-friendly people and people that have compromised and try to fit in with BLM and all this woke society and all that. Hell, I'm trying to tell you, you risk being or becoming the enemies of God. Because it's not about these things. These things are all going to pass away. BLM and it's all this stuff about racism and all this hate stuff. And, that's all going to pass away. It's just another tool of the devil trying to work Christians over, trying to get them to turn from their faith. Temptation is there. But the church does not need the world's marketing tools to reach the world. Okay? Paul's saying we need the power of God. He said, I come to you not in words, but in power. You don't reach the world with the world. Otherwise, what you have is something that is worldly, right? You don't have something that is spiritual and alive, but you have something that's worldly if you're trying to reach them with the worldly, because like produces after its kind, right? You don't produce a dog with a cat. You don't get a monkey out of a rat. So you have to mate a monkey with a monkey to get a monkey. Like produces after its kind, and there is no like in that which is not of the spirit. Spirit will produce spirit. The world and the carnal will produce world and carnal, fleshly, temporal, sensual, devilish, the Bible says, right? So we need the power of God. He said, I come to you, not in words, but in power. There you don't reach the world with the world. And if you reach the world with something that is from the heavenly realm, you're going to have a heavenly creation, right? You're going to have a spiritual creation because God is a spirit. So that which is born of him is going to become spirit and life as well. See? So the purpose-driven, seeker-friendly church is, and the emerging church, is a worldly compromising church, right? So let's go to 1 Peter over page 2. 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. And we're reading, for the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their soul to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. So there is a judgment that has come and will come and will still come at the house of God. It includes the separation of the sheep from the goats, but it's not wrath of God. See, we live in a dangerous time, folks, a time when heresy is not recognized because of so much compromise in the church. And people are uneducated in the Word of God, but they're very educated in their emotions. Oh, we got moved by that music. We're so emotional. We're so touched. And then they go out and live the same old ungodly way. See, music isn't going to change them. The Spirit of God is going to change them, see. Spirit of God is going to change them. You don't idolize the music. A lot of people just go to churches because of the music. They don't care about the word. They care about the music. See? Where they get a good worship team, that's where they want to go. Really? So is that scriptural? These people in church believe what they won't believe. Sound Bible doctrine is ignored. Yeah, I know no one has perfect doctrine, but, you know, we must pursue sound doctrine. Not whatever sounds good. Let's go over to Titus. Go over to the book of Titus 2. Titus there, right before Philemon and Hebrews. Yeah. Titus. Little bitty short book here. Titus 2:1. It says here, but speak the things which become sound doctrine. See, God wants us to have sound doctrine, not some kind of empty, weird stuff that doesn't produce anything. And he wants you to walk in sound doctrine today. Okay? Don't want to forget that. Okay? Romans, let's go over there now and look at 16:17 of Romans. Romans 16, verse 17. There we go. It says here, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrines which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. In other words, tag those people. Watch out, avoid them, tag them, and don't make them your teachers. Reject it. Reading on to verse 19 and 20, for your obedience is come abroad unto all men. And I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. See, we're walking in grace, and through grace, God's going to bruise Satan under your feet. And it's going to happen. Amen? We just read it. And the book of Acts said the apostles gave themselves to the word of God in prayer, things which have little value to many Christians today. They don't spend that time in the word of God in prayer. They don't spend much time in there. Okay? That is, you know, that is, unless it backs up what they want to say, then they might want to use a little of that. But okay, so yes, grace to us, but it's not cheap grace. It demands our respect and the honor of God, that we fear God, we reverence God. That's what it means by fear God. You reverence God. And now we need to understand who really is strong today. Okay? Who is really strong today? How many of you ever been judged by other Christians? You know, maybe they kept some Old Testament thieves, part of a Hebrew group, Messianic group or something, and you didn't, and they saw you as under them. But then you're just not enlightened. You just don't get it. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing. And they don't know that you're supposed to be doing, keeping all these feasts and doing all this. Or you must, you know, wear some long dress, or, you know, and you didn't. And they said your hair is too short or too long, or perhaps they judged you over some behavior or some food you ate or you didn't eat, or some rules that they kept and you didn't keep. I remember as a young pastor, my first church that I pastored, I had a beard, and this minister and his wife who ran a larger ministry said, well, if I just cut my beard, God could use me more. See, they were under legalism and religion and religious spirits, and they thought it was all about, well, you cut your beard, God will use you, you know. You're supposed to look clean cut back in those days. Or perhaps you've been judged by modern-day Judaizers. You must keep the law, confess the word more, do more work for Jesus, try harder, be better, do good, act just like we do, attend more events, and on and on and on. You know, did you ever think that surely these folks are superior to me? Surely they must be strong in the Lord, more strong than I am, you know, more spiritual or something. Well, I want to show you something today that most, if not all of you today, have never been taught, because so many teachers and Christians are of the weak type. They're of the weak type. Are you weak or are you strong? See, I want to show you that these Christians who may mean well, they're weak, not strong. Even though they want you to think, and they may even think themselves, that they're strong, because Paul described two types of Christians that are going to be here on the earth. And I want us to look at them today, too, as well. Weak and strong is what he described in the New Testament. Okay, let's look at these two places where he described them. Romans 14:1. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation. See, most Christians have thought this to mean one who's weak morally, or a new Christian, or a sinful Christian or something. But that's not what it means. Not what it means. Look at 15:1 of Romans. 15:1. It says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Okay, so we see weak and strong. There are the weak and there are the strong. So who are the weaker ones? And what does this mean? Notice it says weak in the faith, not weak, not weak in faith. Weak in the faith, not weak in faith. Okay? So these who are weak in the faith are those who have not laid hold of these wonderful truths and of grace and of mercy and revealed for them in the Romans, the book of Romans. They have not grasped the truth, such as the one in Romans 8:1. There is and there can be no condemnation whatsoever for a Christian. I don't live under condemnation, folks, and you don't have to either. There is therefore now no condemnation, like it says in Romans 8. Right? None. I don't live under condemnation, under grace, okay? I'm not doing it. So this message really not to condemn you, but to give you understanding, see? So don't want you to take any condemnation from it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, how many Christians want to go live under the law of sin and death today? There's a lot of them doing that, okay? There's a lot of them doing that today. Okay, so there's no condemnation whatsoever for a Christian. But these people, they have not gotten a hold of the fact that the Christian life is apart from all works. And the Christian in Christ leaves all legalism and ceremonialism and all other isms behind him and is free. See? If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. And they still want to embrace the law and keep the Ten Commandments and go back under law. And Paul said, oh, foolish Galatians, it'll bewitch you. You know, you started out right, but then you went back under the law. You went back under legalism. You went back to the wrong place, see? And you got nowhere. And you're getting nowhere. And there's a lot of Christians that are getting nowhere because of that. All right? And they still want to just go back under that. Romans 7, let's go. Romans 7, verse 4. But wherefore, my brother, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him that is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. See, because we're married to another, see, that we can bring forth fruit, because the Spirit lives in those that are born of the Spirit, right? And they bring forth fruit, which is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of a man or a woman. But when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held. It's dead now, okay? For a Christian it is, anyway, that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, not in the oldness of the letter. See, they still live with and struggle under the law of sin and death, the Ten Commandments, the Old Testament law, see? And we're not there. But see, Christians trying to be there. And that's what Paul was rebuking them for. They're trying to go somewhere that they weren't supposed to go as a Christian. Right? Romans 14, 2. For one believeth that he may eat all things, and another who is weak eateth herbs. See, they're weak. They're weak. Who's strong? Strong can eat whatever they want. See? And we'll get into that in a minute, too. See? 14, 5. What does it say? One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. See, somebody's going to keep the Saturday. Somebody's going to keep Sunday. Somebody might even keep Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. It doesn't really matter because it says, you know, just let yourself be fully persuaded in your own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it to the Lord. He that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he did not regard the day. He that eateth to the Lord. He that eateth not, you know, right? He that giveth, God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. There it is. See, very clear. The weak here, they believe Saturday is the day or Sunday is the day. You know, when really under the New Testament, every day is God's day because we've entered into his rest through Hebrews chapter 4. It says that we enter into his rest, and every day is a Sabbath day. Every day. Doesn't mean you don't need a day of rest during the week. You could, but hey, we're still living in a perpetual Sabbath, with perpetual rest in God under the new covenant, see? Or will they think there's some untrue, some virtue, I mean, in keeping Lent as the Catholics do, or keeping Passover, or some other Jewish day as the Jews did and still do, many of them? But these weak, they're weak, are the religious and the legalists. And the law keeper, they saved but mean, saved but angry, going to heaven but maybe miserable getting there, working hard for Jesus but there is no rest. People live in performance-based Christianity. They're not happy people. They're tormented people. They think they've lost their salvation sometimes. Demons are ministering to them. Demons minister to them so much of the time, and they let demons talk to them, and they listen, and they believe it. They believe it. Why do people believe demons? Because they're convincing. And because they're used to living in the carnal nature, see, because spirit, you know, work at that level of life. And the Spirit of God speaks on the spiritual level of life. And that's why many are not hearing him, because they're not used to hearing on that level of life, see. But the strong are those who have grasped the wondrous grace and truth that came by Jesus. Grace and truth came by Jesus. The law came by Moses. They've left the law of Moses and are growing in grace and truth. You know, we've entered into this rest. His rest, God's rest, the perpetual Sabbath rest of Hebrews 4. The strong are done with the rules and regulation of legalism and religion forever. They've realized the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God, the glorious liberty that Jesus has given us and truly comprehend the faith of Christ. Well, you ask, well, which of those groups are right? Well, doctrinally, the strong are right. For they're living in grace and truth. But Paul says it's a bigger issue than just being right. The weaker Christians who are sincere in their Christian faith, even though they have missed it and the reality of it and the greater truth of it. The weak need correction because their position is wrong. Yet they condemn others who don't do it their way and their weak way and live in their weak way. See, the Bible talks about the weak and the strong, and I gave you the scripture for both of them. So we must bear in love with the weaker brethren and not act superior, even though we live in that which is superior, right? As we read in Romans 15:1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, not to please ourselves, right? Even though they're Christian too, you know, we are the strong, they're the weak. And it says in Romans 14:1, he that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation. You don't want to argue with them about the silly doctrine and their belief, because doubtful disputation is all it is, and it's not going to get you anywhere. Okay? Romans 14:14. So read that real quick here. I know this is not all deliverance tonight, but these are things we need to know, because demons are working in these areas today. I know and I'm persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Paul said to him, nothing is unclean. He's free. But the weak, oh, they think all kinds of things are unclean and awful. And if you don't do what they do, then they condemn you and say that there's something wrong with you and that you're not going to heaven and all that because they're weak. But in front of the weak, brethren, well, I won't offend you. If you're in front of the weak brethren, verse 15, what did he say? He said in verse 15, that, but if my brother be grieved with my meat, thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. For the weak one, don't, you know, when you're around them, you don't have to, you know, eat your whatever, you know, do whatever that they condemn. Because why? Because he's weak. And it might cause them to stumble. You don't want to cause them to stumble, the weak one to stumble, because after all, the strong know. What does the strong know? Verse 17, strong know. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's not about your meat, brother, but you don't know it, sister. You don't know it, but hey, you're weak. You don't know you're weak. You think you're the strong, and you're judging me. You know, as the strong, you think I'm the one that messed up. See, that's what we're seeing here. Are you weak or are you strong? Which one are you part of? You know, are you bound up because you're weak? Or are you walking in the glorious liberty of the sons of God? You're strong. Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See, that's what God wants, that we be strong in that. You can see the kingdom of God. It's not about meat and drinking, holy days and law keeping and on and on it goes, works. And whether you keep Saturday or Sunday or no day, or every day, whatever. You know, the kingdom of God is not a set of rules and legalistic ceremonies. But what is it? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Where is it? It's in the Holy Ghost, it says. It's in the Holy Ghost, in the Lord. Therefore, being justified, we have what? We have peace. We have the joy of the Lord, our strength. It's our strength, see? The Lord, the love of God is shed abroad in us by the Holy Spirit. See, look at 14:19. It's a word to the strong here. 14:19 is a word to the strong. It said, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. That's a word for the strong. So let's not destroy the work of God, which is his church, you know, but build it up. Hopefully the weak will come to the full knowledge of the truth. Hopefully they'll come out of their bondage of keeping certain this, that, or the other and condemning everybody who doesn't do it just like they do it. Well, we've always done it this way, and this is the way you're supposed to do it. If you want to be a Christian, you want to be saved, you're not doing it that way. You're rocking a boat. We don't like that. So get out of here. We're going to disfellowship you because there's something wrong with you. You're the weak. And they think they're the strong, when really we're the strong. And they think, you know, that they're the strong. So anyway. Hopefully they're going to come up and listen. So we're free, but we should guard ourselves in front of the weak brethren and sisters so that we don't cause them to stumble. And most of the time, you know, they won't have nothing to do with you anyway if you won't conform to their weak beliefs. But if they do have nothing to do with you, remember verse 22. It says, hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. See? Happy is he that doesn't condemn himself in the thing which you allow. And then we go on here. We're going to look at the next verse here. But Paul is speaking to the strong in this verse and the weak in this verse, in verse 23. This is through the week. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Right? He's speaking to them. See, conscience is not always correct. Conscience is not always correct, is it? How many know the devil can manipulate your conscience? Oh, yeah, of course he can. And because of their weak position, they believe that if they work on Sunday, they'll be in God's disfavor. They'll be maybe even go to hell or something. They'll be kicked out of fellowship or something. If they don't keep the law, they'll go to hell. You know, their conscience, which they or some preacher has trained, will condemn them. How many know their conscience can be trained in a way that is not God? All right? It can be trained and to respond in a certain way. And it's not God. It had nothing to do with it. God didn't have anything to do with it. See, even our consciences can be wrong and still need to be corrected by the word of God. Demons of legalism are at work there. We have to understand that. Yeah. And the demons of legalism and law keeping, you know, will keep a person separated from God. That's the sad thing about it. And they're always striving to get close to God. They can't because of the demons of legalism and law keeping. It's like they hit that wall of legalism and they can't get through to Jesus' presence. And they always want Jesus' presence and they can't get it. And so they're wondering, I'm not doing enough. I better try harder. I better read more Bible. I better pray more. I better go to church more. I better do this. I better do that. And realizing that it's not about what you do, but it's about what you receive, see? It's about what you receive. Just receive his presence. Receive his blood. Receive his deliverance. Receive, 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 receive. It's not about your work. Your works are fruitless, okay? The only work, good work is a God work. What he does through us, if we let him do it through us, then it's God, and it's God will, we will have the rewards of what God does, see? So what's the only thing that pleases God is what God does through us, and it's by faith, and faith pleases God because faith came from God, and Jesus is given to every believer a measure of faith, see? And so we walk in that faith, and that pleases God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God because somebody that's not born again, they don't have the faith in God, so they don't please God. Hallelujah. So we need to enjoy our liberty, folks, and be patient with the weak, especially when we're around them, because the weak don't understand the strong, and most likely condemn the strong. I've been condemned many times by the weak. Been condemned because they don't understand the liberty of grace and truth. They don't understand that, and therefore they condemn because you're not allowed to walk in rest and freedom. You got to be worried and troubled and bothered and all this stuff about stuff and worried whether you're going to make it to heaven or not, wondering if you're going to be okay or not be okay with God all the time. Listen, I'm accepted in the beloved. I'm resting in Jesus. I know my demons are still coming out. Sure, everybody's demons are still coming out. Nobody's totally delivered yet. It's a progressive walk until Jesus comes. Deliverance is progressive, right? We all need more because we're in the area of the soul. There are demons still. Not in the area of the spirit. No demon can get in your spirit because you're born again. How's the demon going to get in there with Jesus? Jesus doesn't dwell with demons. The Holy Spirit, your spirit is sealed. The Bible says in 1 John, where the seed of God is, you cannot sin. And that's only in your spirit because the soul will sin. It says if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. So your soul is going to sin. Therefore, your soul has demons. And it's a progressive walk of deliverance. We're getting more demons out progressively. Little by little, they take the land. Little by little, we take our land until Jesus comes. It's a process, folks. It's a process, and we get delivered still, and God is working on us. And from a spirit outward, we're allowing those rivers of living water to flow out of our spirit. They're bringing renovation to our soul. You know, we renew our mind, see, by the word of God and the work of the spirit there. But the mind is not born again. Okay, the soul is not born again. The spirit of man is born again, but not the soul, which is the mind, will, and emotion. So anyway, we got to understand, if possible, we are to take the word to them, the weak, and love and correct them in the way as they walk. You know, I read about a church that was almost destroyed one time over some pastry dish that a woman made. That nearly broke up the whole church. for the sake of meat and drink. Do not pull down the work of God, folks. Meat and drink. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Somehow we've missed that. Somehow a lot of the church has missed that. It's not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Right? Oh, yeah. Some denominations I've been around, when I was a new Christian, I went to a church that, man, the women can't cut their hair. That means they had hairy legs, hair squirting out under their arm. You know? Yeah, they weren't allowed to. And the men couldn't have any beard, facial hair, or long hair, or nothing like that. Right? They were so judgmental. And I just went in there with long hair and a beard. I was a new Christian, didn't know any better. And just went in there and started worshiping God. So they had some lively music, so I just worshiped God in there. And they were, some of them tried to correct me. Others looked at me strange, like, you know, you're not one of us. Who are you? What are you doing in here? So I've been around the religious spirit. Oh, yeah. And Paul said, all things are lawful for me, and yet not all are expedient, meaning they're not profitable. See, some things I'm not going to do. I'm not going to go get drunk on, even though I have the liberty. It's lawful. I can go out and get drunk if I wanted to, but see, I don't want to because it's not expedient. It doesn't glorify God. How is God being glorified if I was walking around drunk or something? How is God going to be glorified at smoking a bunch of weed, getting all stoned out of your mind where demons can get in there and mess with you mentally? Yeah, why would you put yourself in that condition anyway in the first place, right? It's not expedient. You might have the freedom to do it, but you don't want to do it because it's not profitable for you to get all stoned and drunk or go out and commit adultery. Well, how is that going to profit you going sleeping with somebody that's not your wife or your husband? How's that going to profit you? You'll pick up something, all right? You'll pick up demons, and maybe a little baby seed be born in you, too, out of wedlock bastard child, right? That's what the word says. If you're born out of wedlock, you're a bastard, right? Well, yeah, but we're not bastards in the kingdom. But listen, you don't really go out and join yourself to a carnal situation and become one flesh with somebody that's not your husband or wife. If you do, you're going to pick up spirits, right? And soul ties, and you're going to have to break those things, get those spirits out of there, up and out of there, right? So it's not profitable for me to commit adultery or fornication, see? And so, nor is it profitable for you to go look at pornography. What is that? How does that glorify God, see? Yeah, they're not expedient. Not all things don't edify. They don't build you up. Edify means build up, right? So they're not building you up. They're tearing you down because it says that you're stepping over into the devil's territory. So it's not going to work for you. See? Not going to work for you. So we have to understand something. I have the freedom to, but I don't because it's not expedient and it doesn't edify. It doesn't build up. So as the strong, we must be strong in the Lord. Give no place to the desires of the flesh. We're strong, amen, just because we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And do not be superior to the weak in attitude, because instead we just need to love them and understand where they're at. And remember, maybe at one time you were that way too. And remember, strong in the Lord and the power of his might, giving no place to the devil. See, too many give place to the devil in ways that they know not, and they think it is bringing them closer to God when it's really taking them further away. Taking them further away. They think it's going to bring them closer to God. It's not doing that. Not doing that at all. Taking them further away. Taking them further away. And they're giving place to the devil, and they don't know they're giving place to the devil because they're blind in certain areas of their life. And they got blind people leading the blind in the church today. People who don't believe in deliverance trying to lead churches today, and they're trying to deal with demons in a way that you can't deal with demons, because you have, Jesus said you have to cast out devils, not just don't talk about demons in the church, because if you don't talk about them, they'll go away. No, they won't. They'll just proliferate. They'll proliferate. If you don't deal with the demons, they proliferate. Because you ignore them, really? Oh, they like it when you know, you don't know they're there and you ignore them, but they sure don't go away when you ignore them. And so why would the devil tell us to resist the devil and him flee if they're going to just go away because we don't talk about them in our church? Huh? Come on now, folks. That just doesn't make any sense. We got to understand the whole counsel of God and the word of God, folks.
and giving place to the devil is a no-no. We got to resist the devil. Don't give him place. Because you give him place, he moves in. And demons are there. And you got to get deliverance in, right? Oh, come on now. See, this is what religious spirits do. When legalism spirits, when one is under their influence, so we need to learn to discern and avoid these kind of spirits, see? Yeah. We try to minister to our weaker brothers and sisters that might not have the knowledge, they might not have the understanding of living in the rest of God, that they're spiritually, we're at rest, spiritually at rest. Yeah, we may still have some demons, but we can enter into that rest and live in that rest, right, as it talks about. Labor to enter into that rest. It talks about in Hebrews chapter 4. We need to live there. It's not something that you just go in and out of. You can actually stay in there and live in that place day after day, perpetual Sabbath, perpetual rest in Christ Jesus spiritually. Now, you might not have that all the time in your soul because, you know, the devil's at work. In my flesh, there's no good thing dwelling in there. There dwells no good thing, he said. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. So in your flesh, you're going to have to deal with this stuff. You're going to have to deal with attacks. You're going to have to deal with the temptation. You're going to have to deal with when you let demons into your life. You're going to have to get them out of your life. These things is what's happening in the church today because people just don't put up a guard. And see, the Bible says put a guard before your eyes and a guard before your ears. You've got to guard the gates that the enemy will enter into. You know, you got to guard the eyes that watch out that you don't be looking at that porno stuff. You'll be lusting after the women out there on the street if you're a man or lusting after the men if you're a woman and one, or vice versa, you know, because now in today's society, men lust after men and women after women. And it's in the church now, and they're trying to put approval on that in churches today, really. And what God has said is an abomination to him and what God has said is wrong and sin and will just cause you all manner of problems. Yeah, they're going to, you know, accept that in the church, really? Now, not all churches are accepting of that, but hard. And we're headed that direction more and more because it's being more acceptable in society. And that's disgusting, really sad, because it's totally anti-Christ and anti-Word of God. And we're going to either have to determine it, we're going to believe the whole counsel of God, the whole Word of God, or we're going to compromise. Are we going to join the club of the compromise? I don't want to be a part of that. Do you? I sure don't. Now, I'm going to go after Jesus with all my heart. See, by the power of the Spirit working in me, he draws me in. See, God has to draw us to himself, but we have to have the desire. We have to choose by our will. Lord, we want more. We want more. We want God to have more of you, Jesus. We got to have more of you. We got to have more of your presence, more of your power, more of your glory, more of your joy. Just fill us up to overflowing with you, Lord. We need you. Because we can't make it without you. We tried and we failed over and over and over. Why do people fail? Because they're trying to do it of their own accord. They're not trusting the Lord with all of their heart. And they're leaning still on their own understanding. See? They're leaning on their own ability. I'm just going to try harder. I won't do this next time. But yes, you will because you can't do it by yourself. You've got to have the overcoming power of the Spirit working through you. See? That's the way that we work. We're changed from glory to glory. From faith to faith, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, the Spirit of the Lord, 2 Corinthians tells us that. It's the Spirit of the Lord that does the work. It's not us doing the work. The Spirit of the Lord doing the work. But we have to, a choice in the matter. We have to let the Spirit of God do the work. Some people are resistant to the work of the Holy Spirit because they don't want to give up the things that they're doing, the lust of their flesh, the desires of their flesh, the things that are out of alignment with the Word of God. They don't want to stop. See, and they have demons that perhaps have been there all their lifetime, and they're up against them, and they may kind of sometimes hate what they're doing, but the other time they really like it. People have come to us for deliverance many times, see, but they didn't really want to get out of agreement. They just want to release, see. Hey, it don't work that way. You're wasting my time. Don't come for deliverance if you're not serious and you haven't really determined in your heart to get out of agreement with those demons completely and that you don't want them anymore and not just that you want relief from what they're doing in your life. See, that's not good enough. You're not going to get fully delivered. You're not going to get delivered from those spirits that you want to deliver from that way. You've got to have a holy determination that you've had it with these spirits. You don't want to live this way anymore, and you're not going to live this way anymore, and that by faith you've made a choice. And you have that holy determination within you that I'm going to get delivered from these and I'm going to be different by the Spirit of God working in me and my deliverance. We're going to see a change in my life, see, and
and I'm going to be closer to Jesus. I'm going to glorify him more. See, it's not just a quick little fix like some people think deliverance is. I'll just go get a quick fix. I'll just go to Pastor Kyle, get some demons cast out. I'll be okay again. I'll feel better. And yet you didn't get delivered. Come on. You're going to go back and do it again. Go back and do it again, because you weren't really serious. You just wanted a quick fix. You just want some relief. And yeah, real deliverance will give you relief, okay? You'll get delivered. And we've cast demons out of people 5 times. We've cast the same one out 5 times or more of some people, and you know, because they keep going back and doing the same thing again because they weren't to the point where they were really serious to get the deliverance, see? And so the demons kept coming back, and we cast them out again. And, you know, I got the word, you know, why do deliverance on people that aren't serious about it? Well, you know, the serious ones, man, they fasted, they prayed, they sought the Lord, they did determine, and something's going to happen for them, and they'll get them out and keep them out, right? Because they're out of agreement with them. They don't want to keep it, but just want relief for a little bit. Give me a little relief, Pastor. Give me a little relief. Oh, yeah, deliverance will give you relief. But you need more than just a relief. You need change. And if a person isn't really ready to change, then what good is it to do deliverance on them? Because they're just going to end up back in the same condition because the spirits always try to come back when they come out. That's right, unless it's something like you're a cult spirit or something, you're not doing occultism anymore or something like that, something you did in the past and you're not doing it anymore and you just want to get rid of those spirits because they're still in there because they don't go until they're cast out, right? We know that. All right, I'm going to stop here. We've got to get in some deliverance time here tonight. So, Father, we thank you for this word tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for great glory, Lord, being upon your people today who are ready to receive more of you, Lord. I thank you for that. I thank you for the preciousness of your presence, Lord, the preciousness of your love for us and the goodness of God, Lord, that leadeth us to repentance and turn to you to fully trust you. And, Lord, we thank you for that goodness, Lord. We thank you for that grace, Lord, and we thank you for deliverance tonight in a little bit as we do some deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you that we can become the strong if we've been the weak, Lord, that we don't have to walk around the weak all our life. In Jesus' name, we praise you for that. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. We'll take a little couple-minute break here, and then we'll come back and cast out some demons for a while. Amen. Let's do that. Be back in a few minutes.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed, and not in despair. Not in despair.
Distress, yet not distress. We are perplexed, but
All right.
Let's see if I'm delivered now. Y'all ready? Amen.
See a lot of people listening by telephone tonight. Not many in the chat room, but we're glad to have all of you. Thank you for being there.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, son. Yes, someone there just asked for pray for David, their son, for deliverance from drugs. So we pray for David. Would you agree with me, everybody listening tonight, and those who listen later throughout the week, as most of the people do later during the week, as they download and listen then. But Father, we pray for David. We rebuke those spirits that are tormenting David on drugs. Father, we just rebuke you. We bind you. We break your power against David right now. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you, devil. Let go of him. In Jesus' name, let go of him. He knows. He knows that he's not doing what he should be doing, Father. And Lord, we pray for a Holy Ghost power of conviction upon him like he hadn't had before, Father. We just release and ask the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to go forth and minister conviction unto this young man or however old he is, Father, in the name of Jesus, and bring him to his knee, Father, to cry out to you, Father. But we know that those spirits of drugs don't want to let go, but we bind those spirits of the drugs in Jesus' name and tell you, you loose this man. You will not keep him. And we thank you, Lord, that this man will cry out to you, Father, and you will hear his cry and deliver him in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Let him be free in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to do some deliverance here. Are you ready? I'm ready. And Jesus is ready. I know Jesus is always ready. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. And he's always ready to help you. He's always ready to minister to you and encourage you. And you're going to make it through these times. I guarantee you, if you look to him, you're going to make it. And he will deliver you. Amen. He will. And he's going to keep us in his arms of love. Even though it looks at times that people are getting taken out of the arms of love, it looks like the enemy's winning. He's not, folks. He's not going to win. We know what the Bible says, that he doesn't win. He doesn't win. He doesn't win. Okay? And he's not going to win in your life either, right? You got to make that decision. He's not going to win in your life. He's not going to win in your family's life. And we got to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. In the spirit. All things are possible, and they will manifest in this world as well. When we win these battles in the spirit, they're going to manifest in the flesh. They're going to manifest in the world, and we're going to see the results. And you do see the results in deliverance, don't you? When those spirits come out of you, you feel better, change. If you're serious about it, you get free, and you don't do the same thing. The spirit of compromise. We come against the spirit of compromise today because that's a prevalent spirit so easy. The pressure is on all around us to compromise. But we come against the spirit of compromise that has already entered into some believers. But we command that spirit of compromise to go. Come out of people right now in the name of Jesus right now. The spirit of compromise, we're talking to you. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. All that spirit of compromise, loose them and let them go. Come out of there, all the way out of there, all the way. Move in Jesus' name. All those spirits of compromise, go, move in the name of Jesus, all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, that spirit of know-it-all, you come out. Spirit of know-it-all. You just know it all. You think you know everything. You're probably walking as the weak and not as the strong in that kind of condition, but we command that know-it-all spirit to come out. Know-it-all. Know-it-all. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. That spirit of know-it-all. All that pride, all that arrogance, come out, loose them, and let them go. Go, go, move now. Move. In Jesus' name, come on all the way up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Loose the people, let them go. Loose them and let them go. Move. Keep moving. Move. Up out of there. All the way out. All that anxiety, go. We come against the spirit of anxiety. Come on, loose them, and let them go. All that anxiety spirit. All that worry, all that stressful worry, come out. Come out, move in the name of Jesus right now. Move, move, move. All the way up out of there, move in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All that stress, all that anxiety, all that worry, worrying about things, laying up in bed, worrying. I command that spirit of worry. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Be weakened by the blood. Angels go in and sword those demons of worry and anxiety. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. All that anxiety, come on, anxiety. So many people are anxious in this time and fearful. Come on, all that fearfulness, you come out in Jesus' name. Fearful about the future, fearful about their condition, fearful about the family members. Come out. All that fear, you got to go. Fearful about getting sick. Come out. All that fearfulness. Listen, God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So you know where that fear is coming from. You know it didn't come from God. You know it came from the enemy. So come out, fear. Come out, fear. Come out, fear. Come out, fear. Come out. 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 Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. All that fear, all that performance-based Christianity spirit, that not doing enough, never do enough, never be able to do enough for God. I just try to do more, but I'm just not doing enough. That spirit tells you you're not doing enough. You better do more. You better try harder. You better work. You better work. You better keep the law. You better do this. Come out. That not doing enough spirit, I bind you. Come out now. Come out now, not doing enough. Come out, that legalistic spirit, not doing enough. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Come on, not doing enough. You got to go. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. Loose them and let them go. Move in Jesus' name. Not doing enough. Yeah, not doing all that guilt. Go in Jesus' name, that religious guilt, that Catholic guilt, come out. Come on, all the way out. All that religious guilt, that tormenting guilt, come out. Come out, not doing enough. Performance, go. All that performance, religious performance, come out. Come out, come out. All that guilt, all that Catholic guilt, too, because Catholicism promotes a lot of guilt on people. They never feel like they're good enough. Yep, you come out of there, all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Listen, Jesus made us accepted in the beloved. You know, he did it. He made us accepted. We don't have to be good enough. He made us good enough, see? Hey, we have a position already with God. We're in the position with God already through his grace, people. So come out of there. All that guilt, you got to go. Come out of there. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out of there. We come against the wandering mind, too. The mind that can't focus on praying or on the Word of God. You try to do that, you start wandering. You start wandering around and can't focus on the thing you just read in the Bible. We come against the wandering mind spirit, a wandering mind that seems to block you when you want to study the Word, get into the Word. Come out, the wandering mind, the distracted mind. You come out. Spirit of distraction, come out, 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 wandering mind, distracted mind, come out, all the way out of there, all the way out, up and out, up and out, up and out, come out, all the way, keep moving, I bind you, keep moving in the name of Jesus right now, go, 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 move, out, all the way, that wandering mind, distracted mind, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way. Come on, the spirit of apathy, come on, the spirit of apathy. Yeah, well, I just don't, you know, I don't feel like it today. I don't feel like getting close to God. I just don't think I'm going to try to get in the Word today. I'm not going to pick up my Bible. All that apathy, go right now. That apathy, the melancholy spirit too. You come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. Come on. Move in the name of Jesus. Everybody cough a few times. Get them moving now. All the way up out of there. Get them moving. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Up and out. In Jesus' name, you have to go. Up and out. Up and out. Out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Up and out. Come on. All the way. That double-minded spirit, you come out too. Right now. Come on. Double-minded. Double-minded person is unstable in all their ways, the Bible says. Now, we just command a double-minded spirit, you come out of there. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. And the angel sword you, and you come out right now. That double-mindedness, you come out of there, all the way out. The Bible says we need to be, set our face like a flint and be single-minded and focused like we are focused. Only Jesus can do that work in us. But, hey, we got to get rid of that double-mindedness so we could do that work. Amen. That double-minded spirit is blocking and trying to hinder us. So come out of there right now. All that double-mindedness. One minute you think the Lord's going to save somebody or deliver somebody, and the next minute you're wondering if it'll ever happen. Yeah, you're just double-minded. See, one minute you're healed, the next minute you think, oh, I'm so sick. You come out of it all the way out. Come out, that double-minded spirit. Come out. Come out of it all the way out. All the way up out of there. I bind you. You break your hold over the people. Now come out in Jesus' name, the double-minded spirit. In Jesus' name, you are a hindering spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of there. All the way. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. All the way. All that double-mindedness. Go. 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 Someone having pressure in the head, we rebuke that pressure in your head, that spirit that's causing that pressure. Come out. All the way out, that spirit that's causing pressure in the head, in your mind. Come out, feeling mental pressure. Come out of there. Go right now. Bind you. Come out, that mental pressure in your head. Come out. 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 That mental pressure, you got to go all the way out. All that mental pressure, come out. Come out. Come out. We break the control. All mind control over the mind. We break that control over your mind. Come out. Come out. We break the power of mind control. You come out. Come out. All the way out. We break the bands around your mind right now. Spirits that have bind up your mind. We break their power right now in the name of Jesus. You loose them and let go of their mind. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of the mind right now. Loose their mind. Go. Confusion in the mind. You come out. We break the power of confusion. Come out, confusion. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to proceed. You're not making good decisions. All that confusion, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way up, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose the mind. Come out of the mind. Mind troubling spirits, you have to go all the way out. All those troubling of the mind spirits, you go in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Be weakened. Be weakened and come out. Move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. Panic attack spirits. Panic. Come out. All this spirit of panic, panic attacks. You come out. Come out. Let them loose them and let them go. Panicking. All the way out. Panicking. You got to go all the way. Come out. We break the curse of panic attack. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Go, 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 go. Keep going all the way. Come out all the way. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Come on. You keep going. The blood of Jesus. All that mental oppression over the mind, you come out. We bind you. All that heavy, dark cloud over the mind, come out. Come out. Dark cloud over the mind. Heaviness over the mind, come out. 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 Heaviness over the mind, come out. Come out. Come out. The oppressed mind, you come out. Come out of there. Heaviness, come out. All that dark cloud over the mind, you come out. Dark cloud, come out, come out. I bind you, come out. Come out now, all the way out. Go, dark cloud over the mind. You come up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. I bind you, come out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Dark cloud over the mind, you loose the people's mind. Loose the people's mind. This is my mind and not the devil's mind. You tell the devil this is your mind. Doesn't belong to the devil. Belongs to you. And you got to take the authority over it by the power of Jesus Christ. and the authority that we have in him. Remember, the spirits are subject to us. Come out of there, all the way out. All the way out. Got to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Troubled mind. Your mind been troubled lately? We command that spirit of troubled mind to come out. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Go. Loose the mind and let it go. Come out, the troubled mind spirit. Come out, the troubling your mind, troubling your mind. Come out, 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 come out. Spirits of forgetfulness, you come out. Forgetfulness of the mind, come out. Forgetfulness, forgetting things, come out. All the way out, forgetfulness, the blood of Jesus over your mind. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that forgetfulness, go in the name of Jesus. Yes, we rebuke you. Rebuke you, little snake. Come out of there. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. You got to go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go, go. The troubled mind spirit. Troubling your mind. All the way out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I break your hold. Fear of trust. You don't want to trust. It's hard for you to trust the Lord. Hard to put your trust in people. And there's some people you shouldn't trust. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of people that you can't trust. But there are some people you can. If you're afraid of trust, we command that fear of trusting to come out. Come on, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go right now. Go, 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 go. Come all the way out. Come on, up out of there. Fear of trusting. You've been betrayed. You've been hurt. We all have. Hey, come on. So come out of there. Fear of trust. We let demons in many times through these weak moments in our lives where we give in to the temptation. Well, let's get them out. Amen. Amen. You give in, let something in, and let's get it out. Get them out. Right now is your chance to do it. Come on out of there. All that fear of trusting. Come on. Fear of trusting. Fear of failure. Come out. All the way out. Come out. Fear of trust. Come out. Come out. Fear of failure. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 come on. Deaf and dumb spirit, come out. Deaf and dumb, you come out of there. Deaf and dumb, spiritually deaf and dumb, come out. All the way out, all the way out. We have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, amen? We're not spiritually deaf. We're not spiritually dumb, but we're wise in the Lord. So you come out of there right now. All that deaf and dumb, come out. Deaf and dumb, it binds you. I break your hold. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, up and out of there. Up and out of there. Up and out of there. Move, 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 move. Keep moving, keep moving. Take a few more coughs. Get them out. All the way out. Go, go, go. They come out through breathing them out, yawning them out, coughing them out, screaming them out. Just let them go. The important thing, burping them out. Just let them go. Let them out. All the way out. Resist the devil and he's fleeing. We're resisting him. While you're getting deliverance, you're just in an attitude of resistance. Just have that attitude within you. I resist you, devil. You are leaving me. Come out. All the way out. Go. Keep going. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Loneliness. You come out. Fear the loneliness. We break the curse of loneliness. Feeling all alone. Even though you have people in your life, you still feel alone. So all that loneliness, you come out. All that loneliness, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out. Loose them and let them go. Come on, loose them and loose them and let them go. Come on, go, go, go. I'm talking to you, demon. You got to obey. You're subject to me, and you know you are. So you have to go. If that person wants you to go, you have to go. You have to obey. Now bow the knee and move in Jesus' name. Move. All that loneliness, come out. Come out, loneliness. Come out, all the way. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way up out of it. Go in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I rebuke these spirits. These undisciplined spirits, undisciplined eating spirit. You come out right now. That undisciplined eating, you just eat whatever you want when you want to, and you just don't know when to stop. That undisciplined eating spirit, you come out right now. Undisciplined eating. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That gluttony, come out, come out. That overeating, come out. I bind you, I break your hold. Now come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Overeating, undisciplined eating, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your hold, I bind you. You come all the way up out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you have to bow your knee, demon. Your subject, now move. In Jesus' name, move, move, move. Out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose people and let them go. Undisciplined eating, come out. Gluttonous spirit, come out. Come out. Overeating, come out. 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 All the way. All the way up out of it. Jesus' name. Go. Move in Jesus' name. Keep moving. That spirit of abuse, you come out. You're abused sexually or verbal abuse. You come out of there. All that abuse, come out. Spirit of abuse, come out. You're violated. Come out. That violation followed you all your life, see, because the spirit came in at that moment. You had no protection at that time. Your parents probably were unaware, or they did it. They were the ones that did it sometimes. The parent will do it. And, yeah, you got to come out of there. All that abuse, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Spirit of abuse, we're talking to you. Come out, come out, come out, come out. I apply the blood against you. And come out of there. Spirit of abuse, come out. Spirit of abuse, come out. Come on, sexual abuse, verbal abuse. Come out, come out. Mean parent, mean mother, mean father. Come out, all the way out. Verbal abuse, verbal meanness. Come out, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 out of there, all the way out. All that abuse, go. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this deliverance time that we have tonight. Father, we're about out of time, so Father, we thank you for it. And we thank you for sealing this deliverance that people receive tonight, Father, that they'll keep what they got, those who got some. They'll keep what they got, and they'll walk in it in the name of Jesus, Father. And we pray for a particular marriage, Father, tonight, as we close, that you will minister in this marriage and save the unbeliever. Save the unbeliever, Father, in this marriage, Father, and bring them to you, Lord. We pray they'll quit resisting the Holy Spirit's work in them, and they will yield and be born again. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, amen. Good to have you tonight, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. And remember, next week we're going to take communion together as well as do deliverance and just let the Lord move how he wants to move. And we'll have a good message for you, too. Amen. Thank you, folks, for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. Bless you. Have a blessed weekend and a blessed week next week. And we will see you back next week at the same time, same place. All right. Hallelujah.
Seems like the sun shines.
Signing out now. God bless you.